Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Geared towards both newlyweds and couples who may have unintentionally grown distant over time, the Marriage Handbook, How to Navigate the Seven C's of Marriage by Elder Timothy L. Johnson, is an invaluable resource. It extends a helping hand to those who, regardless of age, years spent together, or prior experiences, haven't had the opportunity for counseling or mentoring in their marriage. The insights and tools in this handbook are designed to bridge the gap and offer practical solutions for couples seeking to strengthen their bond. Guided by divine inspiration and shaped by more than 45 years of marriage, Elder Johnson set out to create a resource that began as a lifeline for his own relationship and grew into a beacon for others. What started as a private notes and personal experiences and exercises became the Marriage Handbook, a transformative guide for couples navigating the joys and challenges of lifelong partnership. And author Elder Timothy L. Johnson, our guest on This Week in America. Elder Johnson, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's certainly a pleasure to be here.
So much to talk about during the course of the interview today. I'm really looking forward to this. And let's start with the obvious question. What inspired you? Why did you decide to write this? And what makes it different from other marriage guides? Because as you read through it, you realize this is unique in its own way. What made you decide to do this?
Oh, my own floundering along the way. I started, of course, after 45 years, you tend to sort of float along, just letting this boat float on the seas of life, and
yep,
you tend to forget about all the things that brought you to that point. And I had prayed that, I was talking to God, because I was getting to that place where my heart was not responding. And I say that, we know that when we first get married, you're all excited and you're all giddy and all that stuff.
Yes.
And if you don't continue to massage that, it tends to become less. And you begin to become partners without the excitement, let's put it that way. And I prayed, and God just dropped it on my heart, because I felt like I was the problem. And I wanted some help in dealing with the problem, because I couldn't see a way out. And he just dropped it in my heart to do it. As I started looking into and investigating it more, I realized, hey, if I could create this format, I'll be able to help myself, and then others will be able to benefit from it as well. So that's where it originated from, and I then spent the time putting it all together.
You know, you've got this, How to Navigate the Seven C's of Marriage. I love that, because with seven words, you can sort of put it together and sort of refocus on your marriage. I mentioned in the beginning, this book really is for people just beginning the process, in the middle of the process, or towards the end and trying to put it back in gear again. This really is for everybody, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And if you think about it in terms of the life itself, the marriage life, I use a reference of 50 years, from the first I do to 50 years later, where you celebrate that great anniversary. It captures the same challenges all along that path. There is no moment where you say, oh, I'm at 45 and I've got these unique issues to deal with. You do have the unique issues, but you don't have it in the way that says I'm different from everybody else. I still have communication issues. I still have issues where I don't want to give or compromise. So it follows you along the path of marriage, and that's where those navigating the seven C's comes from. You tend to have all those issues, but you tend to have to navigate it through this whole path of marriage that you're on.
The book is available wherever books are sold, The Marriage Handbook, How to Navigate the Seven C's of Marriage by Elder Timothy L. Johnson. We've got links at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Can you explain briefly the seven C's and why they're essential and how you came up with these?
Well, I cannot say definitively how they came to me, but they did. And it was my mind. I don't know why my mind thought of the seven C's. And we know that if you grew up, you thought about the seven C's on this earth, where you're trying to navigate
Yes.
these challenges. And for whatever reason, the two came together. I thought, oh, navigating the seven seas. And I have these issues within marriage where all of these issues happen to start with a C. And there's others that could be added if you thought about it. But at the same time, when we think about co collaboration, which is the first one, you have to think about what it takes to bring two minds together. And then I'll go on and just talk about each one of them. The communication is an obvious one for a lot of people. Like, hey, can I talk to my wife? Can she talk to me? Are we battling over semantics in terms of things that we deal with in our marriage? And then there's commitment. Commitment is more of an obvious one in terms of you go into the marriage saying, I do, and it is a commitment for life. And I use the expression, it is for life, in the way I share the information from the marriage handbook, where you go in and there's no exit door along the path that takes you from the time you say I do to the time that your life is terminated with your relationship with your wife. And I say terminate in terms of the loss of you giving up your life,
Yes.
you're dying. In other words, you're at that point, not saying I'm going to the divorce court, but you're giving up. Your life is committed until those 50, 60 years of marriage together until God calls you home. That's what I'm getting at with that commitment. And the compromise is it's a constant compromise. I'm just recently, my wife and I, we were trying to do some remodels, and she has one idea in mind. I have another idea in
Yes.
mind, but I can't die on that hill. So I say, okay, you do the inside and I'll do the outside. So I like working outside the house. So she leaves that to me, and then the inside she does all that stuff. So I have to we both have to reach that point where we understand that we're different and that we have different needs or appreciations for things. And that's where we have come to an agreement. And then you have cooperation. You definitely have to cooperate with each other. Sometimes that gets to be a challenge when she comes up with some ridiculous things that, in my opinion, but that also gets to the point where you have to understand each other and communicate with each other. So there's, and then consideration. Consideration is my wife gets, well, if I use myself as an example, my wife, I was sick a couple of days ago, and I don't know what it was, a flu or what, but it had taken me out for a little while. I had to sit myself down, couldn't go to the gym, couldn't go do what I normally do. And following that, she became sick. And part of me did not want to be of service. And I say that not as a negative, but as meaning, oh, I'm still trying to work through my
Oh,
own illness. But then she became ill. But that consideration is that you realize that the Bible talks about the woman being a weaker vessel. And I don't say that in terms of intelligence or in terms of physical strength, but we know that we're brawn and we're supposed to be brave and go out there and
yes.
battle the world. But with women, they're a little more sensitive, they're a little more intuitive. They're in a position
Yes.
where they're in a way that they would need some additional consideration as opposed to what we would think of. I say, okay, go out there and slay the dragon yourself. But I know that through her understanding of what that means, I'd be in a better position to go slay that dragon. So I have to consider where she's coming from. And that's part of where those C's come in. And the last one is concession. Sometimes we have to concede to the point that we don't know it all, we can't do it all, we don't understand it all. And the things that are being shared back from the spouse is often something that may come from a different perspective, a different place that we understand. And we have to say, okay, maybe you're right. Okay, I don't understand that particular point, or you're making a good point, or I'll allow you to make that decision. And then you move on. That's where those C's come from. And it's expanded in the book in terms of how you understand and interpret those C's. But at the same time, that's where they came from. God just dropped it in my heart, and I was able to package it all and present it in a way that made it easy to read. And even my wife, I say this with, not jokingly, but I say it, she doesn't always give those kind of compliments that kind of concerning the things that I do. But at the same time, she read it, and as we were going through it, and we've talked about it along the way, but for whatever reason, she didn't read it until after I finished putting it all together. And then she went back to read it cover to cover, and then she came back with saying she liked it. And
Oh,
she
very good.
appreciated the format, to be appreciated the information, and then understanding too that it put us in a position where we could talk about it. And that's one of the benefits of the book itself, is as you go through each of those C's, there's, well, maybe getting ahead of myself in terms of what we're getting ready to talk about, but when you get to this each C, it gives you an opportunity to review. And you can see where you are in relation to that particular C. And you can do it on your own as an individual. And then you can come back and talk about it. It gives you fuel to talk about, as opposed to reading a novel and then saying, okay, how does this apply to me? This gives you an opportunity actually to check the box, so to speak,
Yes.
and say, okay, ooh, that's where I am. Ugh. And I didn't like it when I first read through it after I put it together, because I could see myself in it. And I didn't necessarily want to see myself. I'm perfect. It's like, hey, I'm the ideal man.
It's amazing, in retrospect, as you're putting this together. And the book is The Marriage Handbook: How to Navigate the Seven C's of Marriage by Elder Timothy Johnson, our guest on the program. Has your own marriage shaped the insights in this handbook? Is this basically the beginning of the seven C's came out of doing sort of an analysis of your marriage?
Yes, and that's one of the benefits. And my wife and I were chatting about this particular point, is that we've now, when I first started, it was 45 years. Now we hit that 46th year, and when we started talking about it, we realized that when we look at each of those categories of the C's, and we were looking through it in terms of how they apply to us, we realized that we've already been down the path that a lot of them capture. And that we were able to work through those issues associated with each one. And that's where the idea of sharing it with others came in, where you realize that, okay, we have a communication issue sometimes, because I'm a little more, I don't want to stereotype ourselves, but say I'm a little more logical and she's a little more emotional in terms of how she would communicate. We realized that, okay, if I use logic, I may win, but I would still lose, because she would not see it the same way I do. And this gets back to that concession. Okay, I concede to the point that you didn't understand me. So I realized that it's best to just let this one go.
Yes.
And I die on another hill. So it all came from flashing back and looking at my life relative to our marriage, and realizing that, oh, we've been through so many battles, so many issues, but we've worked our way through them, and it dealt with all of the C's in some form or another. So that's why it's packaged the way it is, where you have, under communication, for example, you have 10 examples, 10 issues that are relative to communication, and how, if you look at yourself at any particular one of those, you could say, okay, yeah, number one is me, and number five is I'm in that particular category. And then you could really look at how you could work on yourself. And that's where it came about within our marriage, is that we were able to look at ourselves along the way. And we didn't have necessarily have the book to work with, but we had these struggles to overcome, which then became, when you look at it in terms of the book, say, oh, we've dealt with that. We've been there. We've done that, and we overcame that. And I pray that others, when they have a chance to look at it, they'd be in the same position, where they could say, "Oh, that's me right there. Now, how can I fix me?" And you could do it over time, and you could work with your spouse to do it. And that's the objective, is to be able to work out the kinks and continue to move on.
And they'll know as they're reading it, these are not just problems that I have. These are issues that other people have. And like you said, you didn't have the marriage handbook to guide you through this, but you provided it for other people to look and go, communication, I think there's a problem. Well, a lot of people have the problem, and here's how we're going to work out of the issue. The Marriage Handbook is the name of the book, How to Navigate the Seven Seas of Marriage by Elder Timothy L. Johnson. Can you share a success story of these principles in action, working in action?
Well, if I didn't use myself, I can. The book is too new for me to really have some anecdotes to share. But I'll share one with when I was putting it together, I was sharing it with a gentleman at work who was going through his own marital issues. And I gave it to him. He is able to read through it. I gave it him the manuscript, let's put it that way, because it was still in publication, being published at the time. And he was able to read through it. And he was very appreciative of the content because it obviously it would have helped. And he then went on. He's not no longer working with the company I was working for, but he was able to benefit for himself. And I say that because that's what he shared with me. And I can only hope that I get more testimonials as time goes on, that others will be able to benefit. And again, to your original question, I look at it in terms of my life as an example. Our marriage is an example. And we're talking about 46 years of marriage now, approaching 70 or 47. And I can only, in church, I'm an elder in the church, so we use testimonies as a way of encouraging other people. We use testimonies as a way of giving examples of how God has blessed lives and he could bless your life as well if you trust him. So we become the example that he uses to help other people along the way. And my wife and I have met with, I say met in terms of a couple's coming over to our house or we go over to their house for dinner or whatever it happens to be. And they see us as the example, or I don't want to say model. There is no model of a true 100% happy marriage, but they see us as successful and they're encouraged by our lives. And that's one of the things that keeps me motivated is that I don't want to be a bad example for anybody else.
Ah, yes.
And God has provided us, he has blessed us to come to this point in time where we can be a blessing to others. He's blessed us with our children. He's blessed us with our home. He's blessed us with our finances. And I just retired earlier this year. So he's blessed us to go matriculate through the various phases of life, dealing with the different challenges as a married couple, as a parents to children, and dealing with the work environment, all these other things. He's allowed us to be able to then be an example to other people. And that's why with the handbook, it gives us an opportunity then to share what he's done for us, he could do for others as well if they trust him. And my focus is putting the trust in him. He's the one that does all the heavy lifting, but it's just that we have to be open and willing in our heart to receive the information that's coming so that we can be used to grow and become what he wants us to be.
Yes. What practical tools are offered in the book? And you talked before about it's not just words in there. There are things that we can do for self-reflection to make us better partners.
It's broken into each section, each C is broken into four parts. And there's a part that defines what that C actually means. For example, if we look at collaboration, what collaboration means in terms of a marriage. And then it goes on to talk about what happens to that person if they don't collaborate and how it leads to divorce. And that part is eye-opening because sometimes we don't see ourselves on the tail end of that disaster. But the path that we take along the way slowly chips away at the success that we may have had in the beginning. And to show that where divorce comes from, it comes from the neglect or the not paying attention. It then allows us to reach that point where dissolution of a marriage is easier because we've allowed ourselves and our hearts to become separated to the point where we're not no longer connected to the point where if she left, the only thing I'm crying about is having to give her half or give him half. That's the only part. And we don't want that. But then since this book is focused, is Christian focused, It also has scriptures which supports that effort of collaboration and what how God thinks about collaboration and the what he expects out of us. And just bear in mind, too, that the Bible does not speak specifically to each of my C's. However, there's relationships that the Bible focuses on or points toward, and where you can see where they're connected to people as well. And the principles associated with it are associated with, you could put them, apply them to relationships, for example. For example, the Bible says two can't walk together except they agree. Now, that would be the same in a marriage. You can't, if you're not agreeing, you're not working together, you eventually will separate. And he also defines that. So if you're not agreeing with your spouse in whatever way that happens to be, you can't walk together. It makes it, and God doesn't lie. The word of God doesn't lie. So therefore we see that that information translates over to different aspects of our lives. So therefore the same things go with other C's. Then also there's exercises. And this is where the benefit comes in for the book, is that one, you define what your issue happens to be, collaboration, and say, okay, I may be number three and number five and number 10 on in the collaboration issue. But then at the end, you get a chance to work on whatever that particular issue might be because it gives you suggestions. And this is where the handbook is beneficial for pretty much all ages, in that you may not think about these things. You may not have an idea of what you should do, but the handbook would say, okay, you could try this, 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 and this. And you say, okay, I could do that. And if you fail at it, the other suggestion that I have is, and the book references, is counseling. This book does not substitute for counseling and talking with someone who can work you through your issues. It's just something that gives you a starting point, give you a way of applying it to your marriage, and then following that, if it doesn't work, then you go to counseling, and hopefully they'll provide you tools that will be a little more intimate for you, and you could do it with your spouse and reap the success of it. And we pray that you're successful at it.
The book is The Marriage Handbook, How to Navigate the Seven C's of Marriage by Elder Timothy L. Jensen. Only a couple minutes left. I don't know where the time has gone. There's so much to talk about in this book. Let's touch briefly upon misconceptions. Are there any misconceptions about marriage that you address in The Marriage Handbook?
Yeah, misconception that one size fits all and marriage is this great panacea that you have this marriage that's perfect. There is no perfect marriage, and there is no perfect solution. There are only suggestions that help you manage the life that you have with your spouse or your significant other. And we know that with marriage, and I'll use myself as an example to address the misconceptions, is that sex lasts forever. That's one of those.
Yes.
That, hey, this was great. But then over time, that it's like the novelty wears off of that, and then reality sets in. You don't have the money that you used to have because now you have these issues with the being married. When children comes along, you have the issues with having no money, but then having to also be responsible for or sharing all these issues associated with a family, and then also, as you continue on, the household duties and things that go along with marriage that sort of takes away from the romance that's associated with it. So you're not going to be happy all the time. And that's the thing that you have to keep in mind. It's not the end of the world to be sad in marriage. It's not the end of the world to not have all your needs met. And many years ago, I just want one last thought before I pass it back to you. When I used to do speeches, and I say speech, meaning I was part of Toastmasters. And one of the speeches that I gave was how to end in divorce. I don't know why I chose that one a long time ago, but one of the tools that I had the people do who were in the audience is hold their hands up together and then put their fingers together and see how they lined up with each other. And each of those fingers represented a component of a person's life. It could be finances, could be children, could be religion, could be the intimate relationships, could be vacations, whatever it is. It just shows that no matter who you are, you're never going to meet all the needs of the person that you're with. And one of the hardest things that for us to accept is that we can't meet all those needs. Sometimes we go in, and if my wife says, you can't satisfy this particular need, and hopefully it's not the one that says the intimate need, because that's the one that hits the hardest. but it might be financial, and it's heavy on a guy's heart because he wants to be the provider.
Yes.
And then the kids, they may want kids. You don't want kids, or should talk about that before you got married. But at the same time, you may want one, and maybe she wants five. But those are, you think about those things, there is no perfect marriage, and that you're not going to be happy all the time. And the greatest benefit that you could have for your life and hers is to be able to talk about those things and share how you really feel about them.
Communication, one of the seven C's. What's the I got 30 seconds here, but this I think it's important. What's the first step somebody can take to turn things around? The problems are there. We want to attack all of them. Obviously, it's a progression situation that you have. What's the first small step that people can take besides buying the book, The Marriage Handbook?
Admitting that you do have a problem.
Ah, okay.
And that is one of the challenges that I had, is that, hey, I'm perfect. And I didn't literally think that, but I don't have that problem. You're telling me I have that problem, but I don't feel like I have a communication problem. But in fact, when I shut my mouth and not say anything to avoid having an argument, that's a communication problem. So I would suggest we open up and realize that we do have a problem in some of these areas, and we have to be willing to talk about it.
Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. Our guest, Elder Timothy L. Johnson, the book, The Marriage Handbook, How to Navigate the Seven C's of Marriage. And you've got another book about to come out here in the next couple of months, the Purpose-Driven Book.
The Purpose-Driven Body.
Body.
It's designed to teach us how to train our mind, body, and soul to live a health-centric life until we pass away. The title goes in to say, until the end.
Yes.
I don't want to be too morbid with it. But the idea is for people of my age, your age, as well as those who are reaching that retirement age, how to stay active, how to stay engaged mentally, physically, and spiritually, so that they can live out a fruitful life until that time God calls them home.
And once again, I'm sure that's very well written. I love what you've done with this book. The book is very simple. It's The Marriage Handbook. It's easy to read, How to Navigate the Seven C's of Marriage by Elder Timothy L. Johnson. My thanks to King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. Elder, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of this. Reviews have been excellent. Looking forward to the next book, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Once again, the book is The Marriage Handbook by Elder Timothy L. Johnson. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's show right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.